SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways across Australia.
You're listening to Australia Explained, an SBS audio podcast helping you navigate life in Australia.
Building a house in Australia is a dream for many, but what are the essential steps to achieve it? While buying an existing home may seem straightforward, the process of purchasing land and constructing your own house requires careful planning and consideration.
Once you've set out the purchase price for the land, then you really need to sit down with a builder and really discuss the budget and how much you have to spend for the build. So you don't want to overcapitalise.
Welcome to a new episode of Australia Explained. I'm Melissa Compagnoni, and in today's episode, we explain how to navigate building your own home in Australia. Every year in Australia, many people fulfil their dreams of buying a place they can call home. But buying an already built home is not the preferred option for some. They might want to build it from scratch to create a home tailored to their specific design preferences and desired features. Justin Hill is CEO of JSH Projects. He explains what we need to do after purchasing a piece of land.
You'll buy the land without a dwelling on there, then you'll have to go through all the approvals to get development applications, construction certificates, secure a builder, and then go on to build the house that you've designed on that block of land.
Securing finance for both land and construction will make the process easier. Sandip Nagardia is a mortgage broker at Centrum Finance Solutions based in Sydney. He advises that it's better to apply for both loans together.
We can apply for the loan of the land and construction together. That would be the ideal scenario. What majority of the bank do is that like construction approval is valid for 1 year. For example, like, you know, if you have the construction contract, if you have the building permit, and if you have all the documents, bank will give you the full approval.
Mr. Nagardia also recommends including a clause in the contract that locks in the cost for a specific period, ensuring you're protected from any unexpected price increases.
Always ensure you go for the fixed price building contract. Fixed price building contract means in the building contract, always put the clause that, like, you know, there should be 120 days or 6 months, the price should not be increased. That is one tip. Second thing is that as soon as land gets settled, always aim for that, like, you should start the construction ASAP, because the more and more you have the construction delay, the more you have to pay interest.
Once you've purchased the land, the next important step is to determine the budget required for constructing the home. Mr. Hill says having detailed discussions with a builder is essential to ensure that the project stays within the anticipated budget. This step helps avoid unexpected costs and ensures a smoother construction process.
Once you've set out the purchase price for the land, then you really need to sit down with a builder and really discuss the budget and how much you have to spend for the build. So you don't want to overcapitalise, and you also need a contingency there, which is generally at least 10% in case the build goes over. The most important aspect of a build budget is to design the home to that budget before the drawings are done.
Generally, there are two types of home builders in Australia: project home builders and architecture home builders. Mr. Hill explains the difference.
In the building space, you have two type of builders. So with a project home builder, they will have drawings or designs already on their website that they can bring to you. And as long as those drawings and designs suit the block that you've purchased, such as width, size, is it slopey or level, then they'll have a certain amount of homes or designs that you can pick from for that block. Then when you go into an architectural home builder, you will design that home with the architect and more preferably with the builder. They won't have them on hand just to provide them to you. You'll suit it to the block that you buy.
Whether you choose a project home or an architecturally designed home, the larger the build, the higher the cost will be. Size plays a significant role in determining the overall expenses of construction.
You will have a basic package. That will be smaller homes. Everything's based off square metres. So the biggest cost for a build is additional square metres. The more additional square metres, the more the cost is going to be.
It's not just the size that will impact the cost of your future home. various upgrades can also significantly increase the final price. Customising features, materials and finishes can all add to the overall expense.
Generally, each project home builder will have additional upgrade packages. That might be upgraded appliances, tapware, all sort of items like that. And then you'll see in their range, they'll have premium ranges. They might have their basic 28 square metre home that's just brick with a pretty nice facade, single storey. And that might be, say, $600,000, $700,000. Then you can go up to their premium packages that might go up to a late 30 to 40 square metre home, which will be fully rendered all the way around, have a lot more street appeal, double storey. But then that might cost you double that. That might go up to $1.2 or $1.3 million by the time you finish. That's generally how the project homes will work.
Following the designs and plans provided by project home builders will make the approval process and construction quicker and more cost-effective. Pre-designed plans often streamline the process, reducing both time and expense.
Generally with the project home builders, it's better to stay within their design and within the drawings that they have already got established in their business because they have a build model for that. They can get their approvals a lot quicker on the land, number one. And generally, any changes you make to those provided drawings or designs that they already in-house will definitely cost you a lot more than what it would per square metre for the design that you're already paying for.
While an architecturally designed home may be more expensive than a project home, you are designing it from the ground up. This means there are no additional costs for making changes down the track. This option also allows for a more personalised design without the need for costly modifications down the line. In addition to working with conventional builders to construct your home, there is the option to take on the role of an owner-builder. Obtaining an owner-builder licence allows you to project manage your own house, giving you the authority to supervise and coordinate various trades for the construction process. This approach provides greater control over the project and can lead to potential savings. Mr. Hill explains.
You can be an owner builder, so you can apply for an owner builder permit. So that allows you to project manage your own home. However, you still have to be contracting the qualified trades for their profession. But you can be the sole builder under an owner builder permit, which you can apply for at least one every 5 years.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Australia Explained, written and produced by Afnan Malik. And I'm Melissa Compagnoni. Australia Explained Managing Editor is Rosa Germian.
Subscribe or follow the Australia Explained podcast for more valuable information and tips about settling into your new life in Australia. Do you have any questions or topic ideas? Send us an email to australiaexplained@sbs.com.au.
This was an SBS audio podcast. For more Australia Explained stories, visit sbs.com.au/Australia Explained.